question we have to ask ourselves is, a lot of times, try to figure it out. So we know you have to learn in order to figure out what. He says we have to learn what to know what to do. I mean, you buy a washing machine, if you try to use it, before figure out how to use it, you know what happens. It's gonna always have this. Like a chacham is gonna figure out to use it before reading instructions and interrupting. You have to know what to do. So is the book instructions on how to live our life and what to do in the Maisa. So now you have to learn Torah in order to know what to do. But you ask yourself, that's very nice if I was a person. It's very nice if I got from the Gemara until the Maisa to figure out what to do. I'm learning over here something. Give him something, which is the Gael, Alcha Maisa, Maska Baidik, Seikha Baidik, Kaskasa Baidik, Kaskasa Baidik, Kaskasa Baidik, the Maisa. I'm not going to pass it. I don't know how to pass it. I didn't learn the Rosh, I didn't learn the Ram, I didn't learn the Ram, I didn't learn the Mishnah, I didn't learn the Bishay, I didn't learn the Tur, I didn't learn the Shach, the Magravram and Taz, and the Chayodam, that goes straight down from, you take it from the Bishayisiv, the Tur Bishayisiv, Bach, then you go into the Shulchan Aruch, Magravram and Taz, and then afterwards there was the Gedolei HaPoskim who passed from all those things, brought it down into, you have the Chayodam, from the Shulchan, Shulchan Aruch Aram, and Mishaburus, and Bach, and afterwards Chazanish, you have. So it means from the Gemara with older Shaina, and then the Beis Yosef was black older Shaina, and then the Achrayim tried to figure out what the Shulchan Aruch meant, and then from there what the Mishabur tried to figure out what the Achrayim meant. So someone told me that by the time you get down to the Maisa, you could have 16 different stuff. What to do if you do like this? You have to take each one and divide up another one in 16 stuff. And you know, it's like. So what are we doing over here with Limud Torah? What is this? What is Limud Torah? Okay, we started hearing really yesterday the Shmuz. If you read the Shmuz, he spoke about relationships. Right? He's going to say over here more about Riches, what exactly is happening in Limud Torah. I feel every buffer, if he knows this, he changes his outlook, education, and how much you connect to what you're doing. And if you don't have this, a lot of times, how does that happen? It happens all the time. You learn places, you learn places. You have two places. You come to share, and your Rebbe says, you feel you have two places. He tells you three kashas and places, why you don't understand places. He says, Amish made a problem. Okay, now, fine. So, it's a pshat. Fine, so now you're happy, you have a pshat. And someone says, no, but it could maybe, it doesn't round the Amish mean that. Sometimes after a while, you say to yourself, like, I pretty much got places. Not such enough to mean it. I've got so much, not so much. What's the big enough to mean it? How much I got? How much? Down to the bottom, and another tzad, but I got a chloro, I got a working chloro shot. I have to have another tzad up here of, even as a, you know, there's another knesh over here, there's pizza. I have it pretty much working. What are you, what's happening over here? What is happening every time I say that? It says over here, the first paragraph he said over here that commentary, he said commentary is something you have to do because you have to know what to do, but besides that, he said like this. We read this last time here. Erech at commentary fina shpois. Bechlal ha-shpois and shpois many is born inside the place. With the influences, ha-shpois ha-shpois, we know ha-shpois, but ha-shpois is like the greatest influence that the Ribbono Shel Olam has on his brios, on the ones who created. יש השפעה אחת על יונה מכל השפעה של יונה יויסה יוקר מעולה שבכל מה שאפשר שימצא בנמצא. It's greater and more yoker, more special and yoker than anything you find in a creation that Rebbeinu Shel made. והיינו שהוא תכלס מה שאפשר שימצא בנמצא is מעין המציא את המיטי של היצבר. It's a hard word, but he says, something that is Me'ein Hashem in the world. Is there any creation in the world that's Me'ein Hashem? We are its own gift. Is something over here that Hashem made? It's Mamash Me'ein Hashem. What is something Hashem created that's Me'ein Hashem? What is that? Who? And the third, then the third line. This is what Hashem took a chelk of himself. He's going to explain. I'm going to read the words of the Abbe says inside. He said, Hashem Kavyachov took himself. He created something. Let's say this is the Torah. He created. And he put himself on the Torah. Or created himself with the Torah. Now, every time, this is what it's going to say. The hell's working. Okay. Every time you read a word of Torah, your mama's done with Hashem. Mama's right then you're being done with Hashem. And he's going to explain. He'll do this. He says that every word you say, even without understanding of different Torah, every word you say of different Torah, makes you be connected to the Rebbe. There's a word, you push it, you dump with the Rebbe at that moment, saying that word. And there's levels of connection. Chamish Kushter is one level. Avim Ksuvim is another level. Teresh Shabbal Peh is another level. And then even words of Gemara, and even afterwards Midrash and everything. It's all different levels of. But every single part of Torah has some kind of connection to Hashem. And nothing has the same level. Nothing has the same. And that's been gave to all different levels. And he says, the more you understand something, the more you connect with it, the more you have a certain dagger of connection with the Hashem. It means if a person has a very, very deep, understands a mamash to a deeper level, it's another level of connection with the Hashem. Which means you can have 600 bachurim in the Slavish. And say, all in the same toises. And there's 600 different levels of that bachurim connection with the Hashem with that toises. Because of different levels he understands it. And the moment he says at the end is where your Shemayim level is at that point. If a person is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, then his connection is less than a person who's doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's why Tefillah is so important. That's why Shemir said keeping Torah mitzvah is so important. That's why a person who does various has a hard time connection with Torah, because that all affects his Torah. He says that the Milah about the previous generations, and not so much they were higher level of learning, but more that they were in a higher level of Ruchnius, means they were better, more attractive to Yerushalayim, they did things more, they had more of a year of the Torah, they did more recovered, so maybe they had more effect. He says later on, even if you just mechabed the Torah, it's going to affect you more. If you gave a kiss to the Sefer Torah, or you didn't speak when the Sefer Torah was open, because the Sefer Torah was there, means you mechabed the Torah, that day your Tosfos will have, you'll have more of a connection that Tosfos you learn, and a person doesn't have that. Let's read it. Who mashem mechalka odin is baruch mechvoidim yoker brug. But omnam, the fourth line, kosher habayir is baruch es hashpahas is zois. He connected this influence, this hashpah, the Indian nivra, with something that he created. He menus baruch from himself. The tachlis zet for this purpose. Who atayra? The Indian zet mishtale and mishtei bchinos. This has two different ways of actually working with the person. The Hegoyen, which means to say the words of Torah. Hegoyen Libi. We say, you Lord, send me Hegel Libi. Hegel Libi means the words of my mouth, the words of my heart. About scholar and understanding. V'zeh ma shebi'arno shav. Ki hinei chibur adon baruch hu klal milois u'mamorim shehem klal hei chamisha hei chum shetera. Hashem put a word out of the base. The kosher behem hashpah azoyz ba'ifin. He made the hashpah in such a way. She kedubru hadiburim behem timashach hashpah azoyz mudabrosam. When you say these words, you're going to have a meritika hashpah from connection to Rashi. We feel. The Baal Shabbos is the Baal connection. You're singing Bishmak and Megan. Comes in, sets down the shekel. Feel, you go maybe to something like behind you hear the Baal with music and you feel connected. Not saying that. There's no greater connection for it. Even if you don't feel it, there's no greater connection than connected to Dimon HaTorah. I want to tell you something. Who is Baal the media? Wednesdays. It always bothered me. The idea that he says, it's not only chai of a person to try and make a back of Targum. You read it twice. Most people are not thinking about the words the same. They don't think much what it says. What does it mean? What is it saying? You read the Targum. You say yourself, and every book asks, what is it really doing for me? Like, what is it like? What's really happening over here?
Maybe that according to that you could learn it Achamei Vesrim, even if you're not Zaychah to learn it out in this world.
Right, so according to him, it's even now. Chazal understood Ba'omek, Chazal understood that every Yid needs a connection to every word in Torah a certain amount of times during this year. Over a year period, you have to connect with Bereishis, Baruch, Kibbutz, Shalom, Yisrael, from beginning till Le'ini Kol Yisrael. Your Neshama needs that in order to have a connection to Bereishis. There's no person in the world, I mean, from the year, that doesn't have a connection to Bereishis, Kibbutz, Shalom, like it says in the Gemara. Gemara says, Yidal Mepharas, Yidis Tamaratzim. But every time you say the words of creation, it goes to Sukkot, Mashmai, Sashem, Mekhen, Shabbat, there's a Pasuk in the third, but connection there. So you have connection no matter what, if you dab it three times a day, And even opening up a safe, we listen to Chris Terry, that's what Nataksa Chris Terry is. It's a very, very simple level, but it's something, it's a minimal level that everybody needs. And we need it for our nisham, we need it for our connection, we need it for our ruchnis, that's our sustenance, that's our connection, like oxygen. Like just eating food, this is our connection with the nisham. The person feels to feel connected. Say the same thing in English. That's normal. A person, 3 times a day, has to connect with his wife. 3 times a day. And connection doesn't connection can mean to speak to her when he wakes up in the morning, before he makes the yeshiva, he says a few words to her. In fact, a few times a day, you must have a connection. A person, after a while, stops having any type of interaction, he loses the connection, loses the connection. It's his. And it's very, very important, a few times a day, no matter what.
I make a joke
about times in your life. You can go away, you go to Yom Tov, to share. You can be there for 2 weeks. You come out after 31 Shabbat nights, but you come back to the house. Because you were together the whole time, you come out and talk. Because the whole time she was busy with her mother and her father, and you come out and didn't have any private time together. You were always someone over there in the room, you couldn't have any stomp conversation with her, that just because of her. But I spoke to her, bring this, come this, could I take the car, come here, pick me up, or besides that, that's not called connection, that's not called relationship. That's not called. So over here, it says over here that a certain amount that's needed for our kesher. That's why Chazal Masak and Shaim Vakatagam. That's a question. It's a question needed. A certain amount of Chazal still that's needed. He's going to say afterwards that all Chalakim of Torah have a Shpah on you. It doesn't give us a Shpah. Let me tell you something else fascinating. Besides a person himself, the Bria needs a certain amount of Torah. The Bria needs Torah in order to keep up. We know that if the Torah doesn't, the world doesn't have a certain amount of Torah, then the Bria could start falling apart. That's how it says that the Chanosh brings that. That's why. That every second in the world, why the time zones are different, why you need a certain amount of Torah everywhere in the world. Once a different mitzvah for one night, Rabbi Shem Reb Tzadik. Every once in a while, this Shilas come up. Like the refrigerators and the Shabbos and the milk, there's maybe a Shilas. They had it with the cows, a lot of trafers in there. Every year, Shilas come up. This type of new problem, new problem, wait, new problems. So a lot of people say, some people look for problems, and it's not here. But there's something he said, I know 20 years ago, it was a big, big tumult for half a year about Shaitels that was coming from here from Avodah Zarah. They have people in India used to cut their hair off. They have a place where they cut their hair to cover Avodah Zarah. And you have 30,000 people cut their hair, so you have enough, they have enough places for over there for, and once a year they come and cut their hair for Avodah Zarah. And you have enough hair over there for Mekunos on Shaitels. And they'd have to grow it long before the Shabelta. You know, that they should be able to do a better carbon for the Zara for their own hair. Like, some form of Naziris they had somewhere in India. I don't know. And they used to use, and they used to throw people to buy it, but it came out nothing. And they used to make shades. The Shadows of this hair was a Zara. This is 20 years ago. But the Ash was still alive.
Yeah, what's the problem? It's pitiful.
What did you do with what?
You bother that it's not like anything anymore.
Not the gate of Zara.
No?
Not after it was done. I don't know. You have to break it. You have to make it into non serious. Maybe you can't use
it's that. It's not tangible.
Okay, I don't understand. You have to get someone look up the shuvas of Yashar. The shuvah in his sefer. A lot of shuvah. Best for the shuvah in his sefer. You look at all of them. Shulchan Aleph. They'll give you all the marmkats. But what's the point? So who said Hashem Tzadik the Dover Nifla? What's happening behind the scenes? Is that a certain chiluk of Gemara where the Zohar was not being learned for 400 years and needs to be learned? And Rabbi Shimon brought up Shilas that people should borrow that chiluk of Torah, the world needs that Torah. It's not Shilas, just like it works the other way around. There's some Shilas come up because a certain amount of Torah is needed in the world. The Bria needs that Torah. This person needs that Torah. Sometimes a person has a Shilas comes up in his life, it's because a certain amount of Torah he has to get to. He needs that Torah. It's not by coincidence that he had to come up in that area. Certain his neshama needs a certain amount of Torah. That's what the chiluk of Torah is. Every chiluk of Torah is a certain dveikus in a bunch of some more, some less, but every chiluk is needed. We'll elaborate more on it. This is the general picture of the side, what helps a person feel that understanding of Mara drop more is a drop more connection. Every single chiluk of Torah, it connects. Every Tosis, every Rashi, everything. There's no less you see is we don't have the dveikus in a bunch of At Kedei Kach, you start asking, so your mom is double, get out of it. Start schmoozing while your mom is like this, with your mom is like this. Like, your mom is now like this. Mom is now like Chaim Lushan writes in different places, it's like your mom should it's more than a kind of between Kadash and connection with Rashi. That's what he writes someplace. That's like not normal for Rashi. So it's a whole different story that's happening. It's not just Halacha Lamaisa. So you're learning Yavamis besides Yavamis being Halacha Lamaisa, which is not Halacha Lamaisa today, to the Chaylah connection to Rashi.